money for Ohio's public schools comes from three sources: federal funds, state funds, and local tax levies.
Levies then become the source, really, of their chief operating funds. For most cases, those local schools are very dependent upon those local property taxes.
That's Mark Smith of Cedarville University, who says property taxes, of course, vary a lot from district to district, which is why the state Supreme Court has repeatedly found this funding structure unconstitutional.
The Constitution in Ohio requires there to be equitable funding.
But statewide reforms attempting to even the playing field still leave districts to rely on levy funding, and many of those districts are having a hard time. In 2012, voters rejected the majority of school levies in the Miami Valley. School funds are on the ballot this year in Beaver Creek, Yellow Springs, Troy, Springfield, and seven different Montgomery County districts. Lewis Wallace, WYSO.